Thanks for joining us on the listener-supported service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, AM 580. It's time now for our opening commodity market report. And with that summary, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Thank you, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. September wheat open at 6:64, up 9 1/4 on the open. December 6:88, up 14. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat 6:90, up 23 1/2 on the open. December 7:07, up 16 1/2. March 6:95, up 9 3/4. May 6:69, up 14. July 5:88, up 8 on the open. September corn opened at 331, unchanged on the open. December 349, unchanged. March 363, down 1 1/4. May 374 1/4, down 1/4. July 385, up 1. September 393, up 4. December 401, up 1 1/4 on the open. August beans opened at 862, up 1 on the open. September 866, unchanged. November 882, up 1/4. January 896 1/2, down 1/4. March 905 1/2, down 1. May 913, down 1. July 923 1/2, down 1 1/2 on the open. August soybean meal opened at 236, up 40 on the open. September 237.50, up 50. September soybean oil opened at 36.53, down 8 on the open. At the Merck, August live cattle opened at 90.95, up 20 on the open. October 95.40, up 35. December 98.40, up 22 1/2. February 98.45, up 10 on the open. August feeders open at 115.80, up 27 1/2 on the open. September 115.30, down 5. October 115.75, down 12 1/2. November 115.60, down 12 1/2 on the open. August lean hogs open at 74.05, up 10 on the open. October 71.55, up 15. December 70.65, up 12 1/2. February 71.90, up 7 1/2 on the open. And August bellies open at 73.20, down 1.30 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave. Beautiful trip over to Windsor last night. Good to talk to the crowd there and to have our own little crop tour and seeing some better crops, some worse crops, and just a variation of conditions depending on the soil types.
Yep, fresh off that little tour last night to Windsor and back. And I wonder what you heard in Windsor that is notable, maybe a couple of different pieces of advice that are good in general for people to hear.
Well, I think that we saw that farmers are still holding some old crop corn and beans. They are worried about the size of their crop and what to do with it this fall, and I think that that tells us and goes right along with the fact that we think it's going to be a big harvest and going to have trouble finding a home in some cases along the way. And I think that that was one of the things that did stick out at the meeting, that a lot of them did feel they didn't have enough storage or enough pre-booked, and that they were worried about the early fall basis. I think that, you know, we did feel that there was some good opportunities coming along with the increase in the ethanol usage and good demand for the corn and beans here with the reduced yield. A lot of worries about this really hot weather that's been through August on the bean yields, though, Dave.
Given those fundamentals that you just talked about in the corn market, what are some of the strategies that we heard last night that seemed to resonate with you?
Well, I think that basically, along with what we just said, that it's if you have a chance to put away your and store your grain, or at least contract it for you know, past the first of the year delivery, that it's going to be a very beneficial thing to the farmer. I think that, you know, that we are going to see some good demand, and when some of these ethanol plants come online after the first of the year in different areas, that it's going to be a different ball game then rather than during the middle of harvest.
One of the things I picked up last night is really to pay attention to your local basis levels, because it looks like, at least in the Windsor area, you could take old crop beans and stick them in storage.
Yeah, and I think that basically I think it's going to be a good idea, if you are a producer out there, to be talking to your local elevator, see what his storage rates are going to be, see what the deferred bids are going to be. And I think that there's some real opportunities because of different things and things that your elevator managers have done that might be helpful to you.
Turn your attention to the markets today. Wheat knocking on the door again of contract highs. What's going on there?
Well, I think Syria canceled some wheat with Egypt. They look to be coming back into the market right quick with either the U.S. or Russian wheat. That's some new business that we weren't looking for coming into those markets. I think that, you know, we've seen a little lowering of some of the estimates. One thing we did see, though, that was the quality was of high quality in France, what they had there, and a little bit of worry of how the German crop is going to end up. Also, you know, we have been dry in Argentina. Still some time for some rain, but we'd like to see it happen soon to pump that crop up a little bit, too.
We're rewriting the rules in this wheat market. I just find it kind of amazing that we have the second highest price level on record, yet the September to December carry is about 85% of full carry.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's still saying that they want wheat now, but we were also telling us that, just like usual, that you know, that wheat takes up room somewhere to store between now and December, because we would like to have that room for beans and corn, too. So that's why that carry is still in there, Dave.
Turn your attention to the soybean market. It's a little softer today.
Well, you know, I think that, you know, we've got a few of the forecasters trying to put a little moisture back in. We've got some sprinkles this morning, more than we were expecting last night when we had the meeting. And, you know, hopefully we can get a couple tenths of an inch of rain out of this. Not enough to make things perfect, but maybe enough to save a couple bushels of beans over here.
There was a lot of talk about whether or not some harvest lows are in, pre-harvest lows ahead of the harvest in both corn and beans last night. And I took another look at the charts this morning, and I'm beginning to wonder, and so I ask you, in the November chart, are we beginning to see the formation of a potential head and shoulders top in this market?
It could easily be, Dave. I mean, you know, and as we look at the action here today and down just a little bit, I know that some of the Fibonacci people did put out that they were a little bit negative here for the next probably 2 weeks into this bean market. So, you know, just a little bit of that happening. There was also comments from the same chart people this morning that said that as long as corn stays above the 344 level in the D's, that it remains in the uptrend rather than the sideways to downtrend as the beans.
So what becomes the pivot points in these markets in your mindset?
Well, I think the 344 basis, the D's corn, mm-hmm. and I think, you know, as we look at the beans, why, you know, we're probably back when we get under 865.
All right, turn your attention over to the Merck. What are we seeing there today?
Well, cash cattle coming in steadied a little bit easier, seeing a little bit of pressure there along the way. You know, doing it that way. The cattle, no movement as far as anything this week and no talk of anything that way. Box beef movement being rather light yesterday, and cattle still holding a little bit of a premium. We have seen great exports on the pork, and the pork has stayed a lot better shape than what we thought it might. But all in all, under just a little bit of pressure in the pork market.
Yeah, you see October down 50, D's down 62.5. Maybe traders beginning to make up their minds that China isn't going to be in the market for so many hogs in the near term.
Well, you know, we've done an awfully good job of getting rid of some for export shipments in the hogs, and a little lightening up would not be unusual.
Thank you much, Wayne. You have a grand day today.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Let's go ahead and look at the current ticks. September wheat in Kansas City at 671, up 16 and a quarter. December, 686 and a half, up 12 and a half. At the Board of Trade, September wheat, 687, up 20 and a half. December, 705 and a half, up 15. September corn, 333 up 2. December, 350.5 up 1.5. March, 365.75 up 1.5. December, 401.75 up 2. August beans, 858 down 3. September, 861.5 down 4.5. November, 877 down 4.75. November of next year, $9.5 down 3.5. August soybean meal, 234 down 160. August soybean oil, 36.50 unchanged. At the Merck, August live cattle, 91.12.5 up 37.5. August feeders, 115.60 up 7.5. August lean hogs, 74.15 up 20. Scott Althoff tells us an excessive heat warning is in effect for southwestern and portions of west central Illinois from today through Wednesday evening. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock central time.